Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Irenaeus, a saint from the second century, so from the very early times in the church. And his name comes from the Greek word Irene, which means peace. So if you ever meet an Irene, you can always, ask yourself, is she really somebody who is peaceful and who is communicating peace? And Irenaeus certainly was somebody who did contribute peace to the church. He lived in a turbulent time in the church in, very early years, the second century of his existence, where there was a lot of debate on different things and where theology was very young. And actually, St. Irenaeus is remembered, among other things, because of an image he gave of the Trinity, which I don't think is, the most proper, the most correct, but nevertheless, it was an interesting attempt on his part, because he explained the Trinity as, taking the image of a man, where the Father would be, the man, the central figure, and then Jesus, or the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit would be the two arms. And the problem with his image is that, the arms definitely would seem to be subordinate to the head. And so it wasn't the best explanation, but it is a first approximation of trying to explain that there are, three persons, and there is this great unity, and unity in their mission as well. And the other big moment when Irenaeus was able to bring peace was in a moment of discussion or of debate between the Pope and some Christians in the East, where these Christians wanted to celebrate Easter on a different date than how it was celebrated in the West. So if any of you follow at all the discussions on the date of Easter, which nowadays, for example, we don't share the date with Orthodox Christians. Well, it's something that's very, very old and ancient in the church. And Irenaeus was able to broker peace so that this Christian community was able to continue celebrating Easter as they saw fit, without being forced into accepting the Western date. And a century later, voluntarily they aligned with Rome. And so Irenaeus, a great man of the church, a great father of the church, somebody who contributed very much to the theology of his time, but above all, a man who lived solely for Christ. And so today, as we're celebrating St. Irenaeus, we can pray to him as well for unity and for peace in the church. And I think oftentimes that begins with unity and peace with our own families. So we can pray to him. His very name means peace. They can help us to have peace in our souls, in our families, and in the church.